recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Mehilah, brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim. That's something that couldn't have been said for the past few thousand years. This is Daf Tet. And here we are holding at the Halakha Mishnah Olah Ta'ov. So yesterday we discussed the various dinim of the gradual Kedusha and then removal of Kedusha of the Chatat Ta'ov. So we started with the actual Kedusha Bepeh, which already created a Chiyuv of Me'ilah. Then we talked about the Malika. And then we talked about the Hazoya, and then we got to the point where you're already no longer Moyel, once the part that is now Kosher Nekayana. The Olah Ta'ov is different, because the Olah Ta'ov is different in two ways. First of all, the Olah Ta'ov doesn't have anything at all that is Hutar Lekayana. Therefore, we're never going to get to something that removes the Me'ilah from it. So that's one difference. The other difference, of course, is that there is no Hazoya. There is only mitzu, so that accounts for the change in the Mishnah. So the Olah Ta'ov, there too the Me'ilah is Chal Misho Hukdisha. So Kedushat Peh is sufficient for Me'ilah, and that would be true even if it wasn't Kedushat Mizbeach. Because even though it's only Domim in a sense, it's Roy here to be Kodesh Kedushat Haguf, have to do something to it, but the Me'ilah is Chal immediately. Nimlaka, the moment you do the Malika, at that point there's already a Kedushat Haguf to the Mizbeach, and then it's Hukshali Pasabat Vuyon Uvenachusar Kippurim Uvelina. So then already any of the psulim that affect only Kodesh, which normally wouldn't affect the chatters, the psul, like we spoke about yesterday, specifically psul as opposed to tumah, of a Tvuyom and of a Chusar Kippurim, and the clock starts ticking for Lina, the moment you do the Malika. Mitzah Dama, the moment you do the mitzvah, which is the only matan domim of an Olah Ta'ov, so at that point you could become chayev bishul pigul, notar. Of course, this is true even if the pigul was done not in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the conclusion. Let's say you did the pigul in the malikas, you were molak amanat lechol, or amanat lahaktir, chutzlizmanu. So over there, the moment in which the pigul is chal, to be machayev karet, is only at the moment of mitzvah yadah. Also, since that makes it ro'i now for the mizbeach, so now you can become chayev also if it was notar, and also if you are tamei b'tumat haguf, all three cases would be machayev karet. But in this case, you still are mayal, as opposed to the chatat ha'of, where you would not be mayal, and because at that point it becomes hutar lekayana. On the Olah Ta'ov, you are Mo'el until it's Yotzei LeBeit HaDeshen. Now, what exactly Yotzei LeBeit HaDeshen means, we'll see as a machloket in the Gemara. But the simple meaning is that the Beit HaDeshen is where you took the ashes that were on the Mizbeach, and all of them were removed to a Beit HaDeshen, which was Chutz LaMachana, for the ash. The mashmaut here is that it's considered to still not be Naseit Mitzvata, which is the other way that it's no longer Me'ilah, either through Heter L'Kehanim, or through a conclusion of it, whatever it is that you have to do with it for Kodesh. So here it's Mashma, it's not Nasit Mitzvata until it's actually taken out by Chutz L'Machaneh. Okay, that's the end of the birds. Let's move on now to things that are similar to the birds, at least in this sense, that they're not going to have any kind of Heter until Beit HaDesh. You have the Parim HaNisrafim, various Parim, either the Par Koy Mashiach or the Par Helam Dover, Shot Sibur or the Par on Yom Kippurim, where there's no Heter of Achila at all, and it's Nisraf, Michutz Lamachaneh, or the Seirim and Nisrafim, which would also be the Seir of Yom Kippurim, or the Seir of Erezora brought through a Rod B'Taut of Beit Din of the Tzibur. In any event, those are all burnt as well, and they are burned, Michutz Lamachaneh. There too, Me'ilah begins at the moment of Hegdesh. You do the Shkita, so now it becomes kosher for Kedushat Haguf, and now it becomes Shayach to the Psul of Tvayom, Chutz Kippurim, and Lina. The moment that, in this case, you do the Hazaya on the Mizbeach, these are all Chataot that are done inside, it's done with Hazah, they are Chaya Vinaleo Mishun Pigul Notar V'Tamei, just like the discussions we had until now. Will you please tell that cat to shut up?
Umoalin behem, I think he speaks Dutch only. Umoalin behem bebet hadeshen. Now, since these things are meant to be burned, and that is what is done with them lechatchila, so over there, for sure, you're not going to be considered to have done the mitzvah until you took them out into that special Beit HaDeshen and you actually burn in an Achi Aticha Basar. Over there, the basar has to be charred until it's at the point that you'd be Naseit Mitzvah Toh, that you're not chayav to continue to burn it. And only there, everybody's made it. In this case, only there is it considered to be Naseit Mitzvah Toh. Okay, now moving on to a normal Korban Eila that is not brought Michutz L'machaneh, but also doesn't have any Heter L'Kayanim. So, of these issues are what we start with. So the Eila, your Mayalim Bamish Ogdesha, Nishkata, it now becomes Koshli Pasel B'Tvul Yom B'Machusar Kippurim B'Lina. You do a normal Zrikat Adam of Shnayim Shein Arba Anayit Eila, and Mishin Izrikat Adamah Chayavin Aleha Mishun Pigol Notar V'Tamei. And the only part of a korban eila that you would not have me'ila on after the zrika is the skin, because the or is given to the kohanim, and therefore ein ma'alim ba'orot. However, as opposed to the chatat, you are ma'al in the basar, because the basar was not to the kohanim. And since there's a mitzvah to burn the basar, so until it's naseit mitzvato, there's going to be a chiyuv of me'ila. What is that point? Once again, we use the lashon, which we'll see as a gemara looks and what it means. How about those things that do have heter achilat kohanim, such as a normal korban chatas or korban asham or kachet kadashim, which are nonetheless shlamim? There's only one example of that, and that is zivchei shalmei tzivur coming up, courtesy of this shavuos. Moalim behen mishum deshu there too. You are moya the moment that you have to do shat pen nishkatu surely pasel b'tvayam because of kapur mevelina nizrak daban chayvin alei mishum pigon otar v'tamei. But in all of these cases, you are not moya on the basar because the basar in all of these cases is utulakani. Aval moalim beimurehem. However, there is meil in those parts that continue to be put on the mizbeach ad sheyetzu lebeit hadeshen. Now, how about the shtei halechem? Shtei halechem are, of course, don't have exactly the same dinim because we need to discuss what gives them kedushat aguf. So the shtei halechem, even though they come together with the kivsei atzeret, the meila, of course, begins with hukdashu kedushat peh. But what gives the shtei halechem a kedushat aguf? The tanur is mekadish the shtei halechem. So the moment that it was karmu panein, where the actual, they're browned on the top, in the tanur, that's the moment that they become lechem. So that moment, the tanur is machshelem b'kedushat aguf lipasel b'tvul yom b'machus haKippurim. Now the question of whether the word lina is supposed to be said over here is a very serious question, simply because the shaila is when do we normally bake the shtei lechem? So if you hold the baking of the shtei lechem is not deicha shabbos yontem, so how can it possibly be nifsa b'lina? That means that every shtei lechem is supposed to be lina. So it makes sense to say lina, and therefore many don't have the gears of lina. However, Tosfos suggests in Zvachim that this Tana actually is of the opinion that it's there and that the lechem is baked even on Shabbos. Therefore, it would mean b'lina. And that's specifically why, because that's the mitzvah of the lechem. So according to that gears, that we would actually read your ubalina. Really, shachet aleihem et hazeva, and once they are kadosh, now they are ready to become linked to the kivsei atzeret, so that at that point, nizrag daman shel hakvasim, the thing that is matir, the lech don't have any other matir, they have a korbu panei betanur, which gives them kedushat aguf, which is the equivalent of the shechita of an eila, let's say. But what is it that's matir then to the kohanim? The same thing that would be matir all the other korbanos. So that's the dam. So the moment that the kivsei atzeret, the blood of the kivsei atzeret is nizrak, then the lechem now becomes kadosh to be chayiv mishum pigul notar v'tamei. But obviously, since they are mutter lekohanim, that's the whole point, ein behem meila, they're not going to be moal any longer. Lechem apanim moalim bo mishur disha. Koram betanur, once each one of the lechem aponim is now coated with brown in the tanur is mekadesh them, and At that point, they're hukshali pasil betvul yom b'mukos kippurim, and you are now allowed to be misadah them al gabei hashulchan. The shulchan, however, contains the matir for the lechem apanim. What is the matir for the lechem apanim? The levona. So there you have the equivalent, we saw this throughout the Sechet Menachot, that the Shnei Vezichei Levona that are on the table with the Lechem are the equivalent of the Kometz in a Mincha. So when you take that and you put it on the Mizbeach, it's putting the Kometz on the Mizbeach. Just like the Kometz is usually the Batar of a Mincha, the Lechem HaPanim becomes Kadosh with the Kirva of the Vezichin. So Karvua Vezichin, at that point, that is the Mefago, that's the closure of the matir, and so because it's the equivalent of azoya or azrika, and then your chai bishupigo, notar v'tamei, and of course, since that is what is matir, the kayanim to eat the shnei halechem, it's only brought at the time to take the lechem off, so then you're not going to be ma'il, because that's the whole point. So ve'in ben mi'ila, and the lechem hapanim are ma'il in ben, I said that, sorry. Normal minachot. So normal minachot, not a minchat kohen. So the din over there is we bring the kometz and the rest of it is eaten by the kohen. A minchas kohen has the same din as an oila. Where over there, the equivalent of the besara oila is the shirayim of the minchas. Obviously, there's no heter kohen. But a normal minchat, the din is that your moyelim ben mishuk, the shukidushat peh, in other words, the moment that they were kitshubikli, because there are menachot that don't require baking, because time you have menachot solet. So the moment that you put it into klishorit, it now becomes kaddish v'kedushat haguf, and it's hukshar lipasel b'tfuyom v'vuchos ha-kippur v'velina. The moment that you brought the kaimetz, that point, you're chayamin alav mishum pigo notar v'tameh, because the kaimetz is the equivalent of the zrika. V'ein mo'alem b'shirayim, it's the last thing that's done. I mean, it's actually the Hakravat Hakam is the equivalent to the Zrika. The Ein Ma'alim B'Shirayim, because the Shirayim are mutter for the Kohanim to eat, but you're going to be ma'al in the Kometz, because the Kometz, of course, is the equivalent of the actual Emurim. And over there, it's supposed to continue to burn until the time that it goes out to the Beit HaDesh, in which, again, it's not clear what that means.
The Shirayim become mutter the moment the Kometz is removed, or only once it's burnt?
Well, it's like the same thing with the theoretically it's mutter now, but you're not allowed to eat it. But there's no me'ila anymore. That's what we answered before. We brought this and we said, how come it only says ain bo me'ila? Right? We spoke about that. Itmar hanehne me'efer tafuach shalgabe hamizbeach. The efer was gathered together, what was called the tapuach. Tafuach simply means something that's swollen. So you have this round, large ball of Eifer that you collect with by breaking up from all around the Mizbeach. And your nene from that ash. So Rav says, Ein Ma'alim. That once it's already the Eifer at Tafuach, there is no din of Me'ila. Now he's talking over there about, and this is part of the Sugya in Masechet Tamid, that you take from the Eifer that's on the Tapuach of the Mizbeach, and that is what it is that you put into your shovel, you walk over to the side of the Mizbeach in this special place, you put it there, Besamo Eitzah Mizbeach, as opposed to the Deshen itself. This is the Trumata Deshen. The Trumata Deshen is taken specifically from the Tapuach. And then all of the Deshen, when there's a lot of Deshen, you gather together the Deshen, and you take the whole thing out. Now the question is, when we say Achi Etzela Beit HaDeshen, do we mean all of the Deshen as it's removed, or do we mean after the Trumat HaDeshen it's already mutter? We'll have to see how we understand those words, Achi Etzela Beit HaDeshen. So according to Rav, once the Trumat HaDeshen was done, that's it. And any Efer that's there on the Tapuach is considered to be an Aset Mitzvato, because we're not going to take a Trumat HaDeshen anymore from it. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, Mo'alimba. So let's just clarify this. Lifnei Trumat HaDeshen, if you hadn't done the Trumat HaDeshen, obviously it's Mo'alimba, because the Torah says, Beferush, that you must go up there, Lavasha Kohen Midobad, Michlasei Bad, Yobashet Al Bisaro, Veherim Et HaDeshen. So clearly that is a very important Aveda. We know the whole stories in the Gemara about the competition for that Aveda. And until that Aveda is done, there's no Nasir Mitzvato. That's the final piece of what needs to be done with the ashes of a carbon. So for sure, over there, you're mile in boat, because there was no Heter L'Kehanim, and you still haven't completed the Avodat HaMizbeach. So it's not Nasir Mitzvato. So what is the Machloket between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Ki Plige Li'acher Shumat HaDeshem. The question is, how to understand the status of Afer once you've already taken off the Trumat HaDeshem, because L'Chora, that's it. So Rav says, Ein Mo'al Imbo, because that's it, Mitzvato. You already did what you need to do. And therefore, what's a Chayach Me'ila? Kach Hashem means there are still things that need to be done for Avedas Hashem. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, look, the Pasuk says, V'lavash HaKoen Midoba. Obviously, that's referring to the Ve'irim et HaDeshem, V'samo Etzon Izbeah. The next Pasuk, however, says, V'lavash B'gadim Acherim. Okay, Bashat B'gadar, V'lavash B'gadim Acherim. Now, the point is what? Lavash begadim achirim. That the Kohen should not be naked when he's taking out the Truvas HaDeshen, and that's a little bit silly. So, well, Elamai, the Lavash begadim achirim, as the Gemara tells us, means they still need to be bidei kuhuna. And the reason it says Lavash begadim achirim is because it's inappropriate when you're doing the janitorial work to wear the same things that you wear when you're doing the serving. That's good. Oh, that's understandable. But so it means p'chutimeir. Lavash begadim acherim, not of the same value. But they're still big dekuna.
Old set.
Yeah, but they're big dekuna. So it's the special stuff they have to go to the rabbi. You know they have special. You know they're special? They're tearing begadim. Yeah. To go to the tish, you have to wear begadim p'chutim, because everybody's going to rip and tear them to push you out of the way.
Okay.
It's taken straight out of the Gemara. The Gemara says that's what happened to the... Why? How come Shevet Levi had such a low population? Yeah. Just because they used to push in order to get closer to the yard. Everybody wanted to get a view, be closer. Bizeichet to Shirayim, No, the pushing. It's the pushing. They were not going to become a soldier. Sit there, then. Obviously, they weren't doing it differently than the Hasidim do it in order to get closer to the Rebbe. That's the whole point. Seriously. It's unbelievable. It's straight out of the Gemara. So you literally have to wear other clothes, because otherwise you come out with your good clothes torn to shreds. Go understand that. Yeah. The result of that is a 5-year-old level of sensitivity to other people. Yeah. I mean, you literally see it. This is the Mishkan HaChassidus, the Ramchal brings this. This is, it looks like it's a tremendous thing to do. You don't take if you don't understand things, then you don't realize what it's going to do to you in the end. So Rabbi Yochanan says, look, if it says v'lavash begadim acherim, okay, so then it means that you need big day kahuna. So if you need big day kahuna, obviously, the actual taking out of the begadim to the Beit HaDeshen has to be seen as part of the Aveda. Otherwise, why do you need big dekuna? If it's just a matter of hiring a truck to get rid of the ashes, so you don't need big dekuna for that. And if that's the case, it's clear that we view the Afer as still being Kodesh, and I'm still being Isaac in Aveda Shamayim. And therefore, there's no question, you'd still be mild. Now, the Mishnah of Pashkas is saying literally what Rabbi Yochanan says. It's not. Mo'alim bem achetek se lebeit HaDeshen. I mean, it's what it says. It says Rabbi Yochanan cheat. Kasha l'rav. Or melech rav. It doesn't mean literally achetek se lebeit HaDeshen. According to Rav, it means at the moment that it becomes roi in order to be achetek se lebeit HaDeshen. We've seen a lot of this particular thing over the past dapim. And when we're talking about Zrika, it means Achi Yera Ela Zrika. It also means Achi Yera Ela Beit HaDeshen. At what point is it Shayach to begin discussing whether these ashes are removable only after you're Merin B'Deshen? So Merin B'Deshen from the ashes on the Mizbeach is a Meda level Kemitza, so to speak, in which now I'm taking that which is burned, I'm taking a Kemitza of that, and that's being a shovel full of that, I'm putting that next to Mizbeach. Now I can get rid of everything else. So what's the meaning in the Mishnah is not according to Rav the Chumayel, until literally it's in the Beit HaDeshen. Let's see if we can bring a raya from elsewhere. Meisei. Now this is part of the whole sugya of Im Olu Lo Yerdu in Zvachim. And there we talk about parts of the korban that are brought up only because they're connected. So we talk about the beards of a goat, or the wool, or the hooves, the gidim, the tafayim. These are things that are not really suitable for putting on a mizbeach. But as long as they're mechubarim, we bring them up because it says et hakol hamizbeach. The moment, however, that they're burned off, if they pop off of the mizbeach, since they're not roy for srefa, the mizbeach, we don't bring them back up. So v'chulan shepaku be'agabi mizbeach lo yachzir. So any of those things which you're only bringing because they're mechubarim at that time, so the atzamot, gidim, karnayim, tlafayim, and so on, if they're poka, you don't put them back on the mizbeach, and so too, a gachelet, v'chein gachelet shepaka me'agabi mizbeach lo yachzir. If a gachelet, which is a coal, now Rashi says a coal cannot be talking about a piece of the carbonized flesh of the imurim, it's got to be talking about a piece of wood. Because if it were talking about a piece of flesh, then this would have nothing to do with Rav, because obviously, if we need to put it back on, it's because it's still before the Zman of Trumat HaDeshen, and therefore we didn't finish up the mitzvah on this Aver. We already said that it needs to continue to burn until that time. So Rashi understands that we're talking about over here a gachelet of wood, and he takes for granted that there is not a chiyav of Trumat HaDeshen on a gachelet of wood. And nonetheless, there's got to be a reason why. The only reason that we don't put this gachelet up, if it was totally paka me'agabe mizbeach. So if it's on the ground, we don't put it back up. But if it were still on the mizbeach, then we would have to put it back. So in other words, if it was, let's say, in the tapuach, then it falls off of the tapuach, and now it's not being burned, we'd have to move it back in. Now, the only possible reason for that, if we're talking about wood, and wood does not have a chiyav of haramat ha-deshen, because it isn't deshen itself, it's just it's certainly not the truma which has to be done, at least this is the assumption he's making, it's not the truma which has to be done on the things, the evorim that we bring on the mizbeach, which are burnt on the eitzim, but it itself is not. But nonetheless, obviously, when we shovel everything onto the tapuach, it includes pieces of wood and pieces of evorim, and it's all there. So the only reason that we're putting it back is clearly because it is part of the Efer that's there on the tapuach, and therefore it appears that until such time as we finish everything, we're not going to be mekayim everything, meaning like Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, we take all the deshen out, which includes even the deshen of wood that's on the mizbeach. Until we do that, we were not mekayim the mitzvah even of the efer of the tapuach, because the tapuach is not the end of it. The end of it is clearing off everything that's on the mizbeach, in which case there ought to also be an isur mi'ila. And if that's the case, it would be like Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, the Gemara is medayik mashma, that if it was not fallen to the ground, but it's agabe mizbeach, yachzir. So Bishlam and Rabbi Yochanan Necha, I understand why I have to be Yachzir, because since he refers to a Trumat, not to Trumat HaDeshen, but to Tzaat HaDeshen Kula, which means clearing off the entire Mizbeach from all of its ash, so that makes sense, that if that's the case, I should have to leave it on the Mizbeach and make sure that it's burnt. But according to Rav, what would be the reason for something that isn't Chayiv in Trumat HaDeshen? What would possibly be the reason to put it there? It anyway isn't roy for the Trumat HaDeshen. It's only roy for the Hotza'at HaDeshen. And that's really, there are Rishonim that say this Beferish. The Ritvan Yuma says this Beferish. It seems to be clear in the Bright and Torat Kohanim. And therefore, if we're supposed to be putting that Gachelet back on, it can't be for the mitzvah of Trumat HaDeshen. It's got to be for the mitzvah of the Hotza'at HaDeshen, which includes even Deshen that was made from Eitzim. That seems to be it. There's not that much information in the Rashi, but that seems to be the way to understand the Rashi, and that's the way the Achronim or Masbir the Rashi here. Now, the problem is that Tosis apparently does not understand things like that, because he asks, what is the Kasha, really, according to Rav? Couldn't we just say that what we were talking about is before chatzot, and it was before chatzot. So then, of course, there's me'ila, because we didn't do the mitzvah trumat ha'deshen. And he answers, so in other words, he apparently holds that the trumat ha'deshen is indeed definitive. So in other words, according to him, the Tosfos says that you would actually have to do the trumat ha'deshen. And he brings from the Sar Mikutzi that you can't explain the chiyuv over here to having to put it back on the fire is because of the mitzvah of trumat ha'deshen, because there is so much deshen anyway. Why would you have to take dafka the deshen, this deshen that isn't burning currently? So once it popped off, you shouldn't have to put it back. So the only reason that you'd have to put it back is because there's still the chiyuv of hotzat ha'deshen, in which case it would be very much a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, so it would appear. That's interesting that there's a question that the Achronim raise, particularly Rav Aaron Cutler, since all raises here, about what the chiyuv of Trumat HaDeshen is. Is the Trumat HaDeshen a chiyuv on all Deshen? So in other words, whatever Deshen is on the Mizbeach, there needs to be a Truma from it, except that once you take off some of it, you now potter all of the Deshen. Or it's not a chiyuv on the deshen, it's a mitzvah of harama. It's just that there's an iser me'ila on all of the deshen, since all of it is ro'i to be the part that was chosen. And he suggests chosen for the harama. Not that everything is usur until, so to speak, you take off truma from it and matir it. So he thinks that it's possible to explain the machlokas Rashi and Tosis based on this. And according to Rashi, there is indeed a mitzvah on all of the deshen, and therefore we can't be talking about that it's a gachelet of emurim. So the meaning of chayev lag zero has to be somehow related to otzat ha'deshen. Whereas Tosfos says, or assumes, that the chiyev is not on all of the deshen, just that it's possible to be selected. And if that's the case, once the gachelet is baka, there shouldn't be a chiyev to return it. Actually, Amalacharav, a gachelet is a completely different issue. A gachelet means a coal. A coal is not efer. A coal, itbe mishasha, it's still something that needs burning. So b'meila, if it hasn't, it in of itself hasn't been completed and turned into efer yet, so then of course you would be meilet. And there you would be meilet even after Trumat HaDeshen. Because Trumat HaDeshen is only Naseit Mitzvato on something that was Naseit Efer. If it wasn't Naseit Efer yet, why should I not have to put it back on? Now, actually, others say exactly the opposite. Taima, you see over here that the only thing we're talking about is a gachelet, as opposed to Efer that falls off of the Tapuach. Why is that? Because a gachelet has Mishasha. But if it would already be Efer, the let be mishasha, afilo legabe mizbeach ein mo'alim bo, I wouldn't have any worries about it at all. Why not? It still would be on the mizbeach. So according to Rav, it makes sense. What does it have to do with the me'ila? It's already after the Trumat HaDeshen, or it's off of the place where I'll do the deshen, necha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, why don't I have to worry about the fact that it still needs hotzah to the Beit HaDeshen? Elo Rabbi Yochanan kasha. Amalek Rabbi Yochanan, gachelet isn't specifically gachelet. Who had in there feel efer would be exactly the same halacha. The reason that it says gachelet is not to be medayik, the way you are medayik, that if it were efer, we wouldn't even put it back on the Mizbeach itself. The reason it says gachelet is telling me in the other direction. That even a gachelet, afil gachelet, to eat be mishasha, and therefore you would think that if it falls to the ground, I should have to pick it up and put it back on the mizbeach, because there's still what to burn, and therefore kipaka totally me'agabe ha'mizbeach. So over there, I would have thought yachzir kamashmalan, even that lo yachzir, but it's not. The chiddush is not to say dafka because of the eat be mishasha ken yachzir on the mizbeach itma. What do you do with the money that you're paying? So Rav says, well, whatever it is that you're paying should go to a nidvas tzibur, which is a kayetz hamizbeach, and Yiplu Nedava. Levi says, no, if it's Yiplu Nedava, what's going to happen to the Or HaOlah of the Nidvas Tzibur? The Kohanim are going to get it. Why should the Kohanim get any Hanoah from the payments of Me'ilah? Where did the Torah say the payments of Me'ilah go to the Kohanim? So if I invested in a carbon oila, even if it's an oila kaitz hamizbeach, the din is that the kohanim still get it. Therefore, Titus Levi, what you do with it is you have to buy something with it that is kulay lemizbeach, something that the kohanim get nothing out of. So invest it in the ketoret. The ketoret Torah don't get anything. It's completely burnt.
Even an oila with the skin he doesn't want.
Even an oila with the skin. Tanik Avati to Levi, and we have a riot to this Me'ila Zo. It says in the Braita, and what do you do with the money of Me'ila? Lahechan Holechet. So Halamedim Lifnei Chachamim Omrim Yavi Davar Shekula Lemizbeach Umaniu Ketoret. Of course, the problem is that Lamedim Lifnei Chachamim in the Gemara and Sanhedrin is Levi. It's a little bit strange to bring Tanik Avati to Levi from Levi. Not to mention the fact that we don't find Levi appearing in Brisas. What do you mean? The Brisa says Allah made him in. You can say Tanit Deve Levi. So therefore, Vitosus Titus, even though the Mepharish here says that it brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, doesn't really make sense over here. This is Allah made him Vechachomim in the Dorot HaKodmim. It means those that were exposed to all of the various different shitas. The Taita, the Mermazbir, the simple meaning of things, that it must mean the Keteris. So that's like Levi, but you should know there's also a Braita that says like Rav. And that is...
What's
that?
What did you ever want to say from Tosis?
What I just said.
You said the Mepharish.
The Mepharish is what appears there is Rashi, and I said Tosis before that it can't mean Levi.
It can't.
Yeah. There's also, however, a bride to like Rab. Tanya Kavate to Rab. Namely, that the Dmei Me'ila should be used for a Korban Oila of a Tzibur. Kaitzam is Be'ah. Because there it says, Anen emidmei chatatu demidmei asham. And now, Ad shalo karva chatato natosis says that does not mean, and he brings very clear rayas as opposed to the Mepharish, who says it means that he found out about it either before or after bringing the chatas. Tosfos says it's not he found out about it. It's that he came to pay. So if he's bringing this money, ad shelo karva chatato, before he brought a karban chatas, so then let him buy a better karban chatas. So he add the money and use it for a karban chatas. So Yosef yavi chatato. Or Achul Karva Ashamo, Yosef Yavi Ashamo. How about if he's paying after Karav Chatato? So then this becomes the equivalent of Demei Chatot HaMeitot. Because Be'etzem, the money that you paid back, if it's ever Shayach to use it for the same function that it would have been meant to be used for, that's the din on this money. But if the din on this money is it should be a Chatas, and now you are already mischaper with the chatas. So what's the din of a chatot hametot? It's asur b'hana'ah. If that's the case, the money of a chatot hametot, though always the klal is yolech liyam ha-melach. So if you could have added it to the korban chatas and you brought it after you already mischaper with the korban chatas, it's a chatot hametot. Therefore, the money has to be put into liyam ha-melach. By a korban asham, where there's not a din of asham hametot, so by the Karban Asham, there it should be Yiplu Nedava, and Anenemi Kachim in general, Lifnei Zrikatami, or Emuri Kachim Kalim, only Liacha Zrikatami, there Mashran Yiplu Nedava, and Kol Karban Mizbeach, Limizbeach. So that means anything is going to be Neifel and Idvas Tzibur. That Nedava refers to the Pushka that was there, that was used to purchase Kaitza Mizbeach. So that was one of the tevot. Kol korbanot ha-mizbeach go to the mizbeach, and korbanot of kachi berek habayit are used for berek habayit if you pay back money. Korbanot ha-tzibur, where are they given to the mizbeach? L'nidvas tzibur. I didn't get that. You contradicted yourself. You started off saying, ad shelo korban chatato, you're supposed to be most of it to the korban chatas, and you bring it as a chatas. So you were very careful to distinguish between a chatas, which were an asher, and other karbanas. And then you make this absurd statement at the end of all of this by saying, oh, and by the way, kol karbanat ha-mizbeach u-mizbeach. What is that supposed to mean? You just said that I'm not even allowed to bring kol karbanat ha-mizbeach u-mizbeach because a chatas I can't bring to the mizbeach. You said I have to put in the amanah. So now what's this klal supposed to mean? It really doesn't matter whether there had been a balim had been mitchaper before he's bringing his money to pay or after it is. How do you explain that? Answers the Gemara, it's true. It's a contradiction, but that's because Reisha Rabbi Shimoni. Rabbi Shimon Shita is that the meaning of the chata'ot ha-metot is when it says Chata Shekipu Baalei HaBacher, it's Pshuta. It's a separate case. The Baalim was Mitchaper, that's it. So therefore, according to that, if you're bringing your money after the Baalim was Mitchaper, it can't go to a Korban. But the thing is that the Seifa is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that the only time that we say that the Korbanot are Chatas is a Chatata Meitah is in conjunction with one of the aforementioned dinim. So there, the bishop, remember, the list of the chatot ha-beton, or zechatah she'ovda, v'nischapro ba'alim ba'acher. The Chachomi learned that's one thing. It had to be ovda. Then it was nimtzeit. And if it was nimtzeit, where the chapro ba'alim ba'acher, they put the cases together. But if you stam have money of a chatat after kapar that was never avad, there's no din that it's asur b'hanokon rabbanan. Because of that, the ratio of the mission that said that you've got to be mechalik between before kapar and after kapar is going only aliba the Rabbi Shimon. So we specifically look. The truth is, the last piece is anyway a little bit redundant after we explained all the dinim of the korban. So it's got to be coming to tell me something new. Unless you want to say it's only coming agav, the dinim of kache berakabayit. But it doesn't really tell me anything. But if there's any chiddush, the only chiddush that's left is to come to tell me the din of the rabbanan. Lovely. Olata'ov ma'alim ba'meshu ha'kedesha. Nim laka'uch shali paser betfuyam uchuzi kipur v'lina. Mitzad ama chayavin ala bishom pigu latar v'tamei. ומואלים בעד שתצא לבית הדשא. פרים הנשרפים, וסירים הנשרפים, מואלים בהן מישהו הוקדשו. נשחתו, הוכשו להיפסר בתפוגיה ומחוס הכיפורים ובלינה. הוזד אמן, חייבין עליהם בשביל לאותר ותמי, ומואלים בהן בבית הדשא עד שיתיך הבשר. העולה, מואלים בה מישהו הוקדשה. נשחתה, הוכשו להיפסר בתפוגיה ומחוס הכיפורים ובלינה. And at that point in Moalim Borot, but you continue to be Moalim the Basar, that do have another Kohanim, Bachila, Moalim Ben Mishug Deshu, Nishkatu, Shuli Pasel, but for Yom Chazakipur Melina, Nizrak Daman, Chayvinalem Mishupigal Notavatame, but at that point they moiling the Basar, but you continue to be moiling the Emurim, Archietsu, Labeta Deshem, Shte Aleche, Moalimbe, Mishu Ugdeshu, Nikrubu Betanur, Shuli Pasel, but for Yom Chazakipurim, and we have a question whether to be Goris Lina, because it depends on whether you hold the Dafiat Shte Aleche. Is Deicha Shabbos Yom Tov or not? V'lishachet alayim et hazevach. Nizrak dabat shal kvasin, chayavir alayim, mishum pigul, notar v'tamei, ve'in behem mi'ila. Lechem ha'panim, mo'alim ba'an mishu ugdashu. Koram betanu aruch shuli pasel, betvu yom uchazikipurim, ulo yesader agabe ha'shulchan. Karvu abezichin, chayavir alayim, mishum pigul, notar v'tamei, ve'in behem mi'ila. המנחות מעלים בהם משרוג דשקות שובת כלי הוכשו להיפסל בתווי המוכוס הכפור מבלינה קורב הקומץ חייבין עליו משום פיגול נותר ותמי ואין מועלים בשיריים אבל מועלים בקומץ עד שיצא לבית הדשא איתמר הננה מאיפה תפוח שרגע בהם מזבח Rav Amar Ein Ma'alim Bo. Here it's referring to after the Trumat HaDesher, as we'll see in a moment. Rav Yochanan Amar Ma'alim Bo. So Lifnei Trumat HaDesher Kolei Avodot Plegei De Ma'alim Bo. Because definitely it was not Nasek Mitzvato yet. Ki Plegei Le'achar Trumat HaDesher. So Rav Amar Ein Ma'alim Bo Arei Na'asa Mitzvato. Rav Yochanan Amar Kivan Dechtiv. V'lavash Begadim Acherim. V'siyat HaDesher. So it must be, therefore, that since it requires, given the tzarek, the big dekuna, it must be that it's still big dusha tekoi. It's not. Our mission says, Ma'alim ben Maji takes the Beit HaDesh. And how's Rav going to understand that? It says it very clearly. Omachar Rav, what it means is, Achet Teira El Beit HaDesh. Meaning that the last steps of the Mavoida were completed, referring to the Trumat HaDesh. Time mishum gachelet and only gachelet, because since ba it ba mishasha, that's why I have to put it back. Ha efer were let by mishasha, afil gavi mizbeach ain ma'alim ba. So according to Rav, that's fine because you don't have meila after Trumat HaDesh. But according to Rav Yochanan, it's kasha. Omlach Rav Yochanan wadin afil efer. Hainu time itoni gachelet is as a chiddush kati lashmiyon. The filu gachelet, where I would have thought, since it be mishasha, if it was paka be'agabe mizbeach, I should have to be magzir. Kamashman lo yagzir. Itma hanena mi besar kachik adashim lifnei zrikatamim or a murei kachim kalim leyachas zrikatamim. So Rav Amar Mashen Ene Yiplu L'Nedava. Nedava means what it always means. Nidvas Tzibur, which is an Eila that's brought at the time that the Mizbeach is idle. And that's called Kayetz HaMizbeach. Whereas Levi says, Yavi Davash HaKulo L'Mizbeach, not an Eila where the Orot L'Kohanim. Tadek Abati the Levi. Mi'ila Zolei Chano Lecha, Talamedim L'Techa Chamim Omrim, Yavi davash kula lemizbeach. My new ketoret. Tanik vazi de rab. Hanen midmechat tat ridmeyasham. If he's bringing that money, according to Tosfos, he's bringing that money achelo korvachatato. So then Yosef viyavi chatato from a better one. If it's achelo korvachamo, Yosef viyavi ashamo. Korav chatato. Then already the most has a din of chatoot hametot and yochli yamamelach. How about by Asham? If Kvakarev Ashamo, that's not a problem. Yiplun and Adab. Anenemi Kachim Kachim, if they Zvikatami, or Emurim Kachim Kalim Liacha Zvikatami, Mashenene, Yiplun and Adava. Ko Karbana Mizbeach, Mizbeach, Karbana Kachim Berekabai, Leberekabai. Karbanot Sibur, Lidvat Sibur, Hagufa Kachim. First he said, Shlo korva chatato yosif evi chatato, Mishi korva chatato yochul yavabelach. Then you say, ko korbanot amizbeach, lemizbeach, without saying that there's a difference between a chatas where it was ichbar and not ichbar ba'al. How do you do that? Lo shad ichbar ba'ali, v'lo shna ichad alo ichbar. Says, that's because the race is going to leave in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that kol chatat shekipru ba'aleha, even if it wasn't avuda b'shat kapara, nonetheless is tamutz l'ninachinami. That's a problem. But the seifa is going to leave the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan say not like that. They say that it's only in conjunction with its being avuda b'shat kapara.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Already.
Zip the Heilige Mishnah. We might want you on the backup also, you know.
Yeah. Then you'll hear it twice.
It's worth it. The other one. It's worth it. Well, let's start going. It sticks to one. All right, we're holding on Daf Tes on an olive at the Mishnah. As we said before, this parak is dedicated to going through the proper, as opposed to the first parak, which was dealing with problems, improper production of the Seder of the Kodesh. This is talking about the normal, proper way in which you makri various things. And the Mishnah comes to tell us at what point you're chayev in me'ilah, at what point you remove the me'ilah, and at what point various psulim kick in. The earliest, of course, would be to become kodesh in terms of me'ilah. The next step is to have a kedushas aguf, which allows you to be makabel tumah, even from, or to be puzzle because of the tumah, even from a tefud yom, even from a mechus kippurim. And the final step, mishkarav matirai, is to be able to be chayev in pigo, and then there's also noiser tame. So each one of these mishnayot, and the mishnah we're about to read is actually an incorporation of quite a few different mishnayot, as we'll see. Each one of the mishnayot in the parak deals with a different type of karban or different types of parts of karbanos that have to be defined vis-a-vis those issues. Mi'ila, Kabbalah Stuma, the Din of Lina, and then Pigel, Neiser, Vatame. So, Ola Sa'ot, Mo'alim Ba Mishahu G'disha. Here to the moment that you're Magdishit B'peh, you're automatically putting into the Rishus Shamayim, because it's Kachi Kadashim. Therefore, you're immediately Chayeva Mi'ila. Once you do the Malika of the Ola Ta'ot, you now have the Kedushas Aguf to be makshirtli pasel betful yom b'mechusar kippurim u'belina. It can now be contracting tuma in that it becomes possible, as we saw before, not tuma that it itself could be matame other things, even if it's only from betful yom and b'mechusar kippurim. There's also a problem now of lina, and if you don't do this rika before sunset, in this case the mitzui before sunset, it'll be possible. Mitzah dama, once you do the mitzvah, and that's all there is in an olasahof, which is why we don't mention hazayah. Once you do the mitzvah of the dam, you then, that's the matir, remember, you then chayavim alav mishum pigol nasa v'tame, you then have a chiyav on it of pigol nasa v'tame, and since an ola is not mutar l'kayanim at all, the din of me'ila remains on it, even after the mitzvah. Whereas by a chatas, the basar of the chatas after the hazaya, there was no more me'ila because it was hutar l'kohanim. On an ola, there's no moment at all in which it's hutar l'kohanim, and therefore the yisur of me'ila and the chiyav of me'ila remain on it ad shetetzei lebeit hadeshen, until such time as its ashes are carried off to the beit hadeshen, which implies that even burning it on the mizbeach is insufficient. As long as the mizbeach is still, the fires are still burning, until you remove the ash, actually take it out of Yerushalayim and brought it out to the area of the Beit HaDeshem, which supposedly was discovered underneath Rabbi Allah Hasidim, which might have all kinds of implications, I don't know, but in any event, it would be still shayach to Me'ilah. And we'll see in the Gemara that it's a machlokas, where this means literally that it was taken out to the Beit HaDeshen, same type of machlokas that we had, legabe heter achila lekayanim, whether heter achila means literal heter achila, or it means maybe even a heter of zrika. Over here, there's also a pshat that learns that achitate to the Beit HaDeshen means at the point that it's able to be taken out the Beit HaDeshen, which would be after the trumat HaDeshen. And remember that there are two different things that are done on the Mizbeach. Every day there needs to be an avoda that is called the Trumat HaDeshen, where the Kohen takes the Deshen in a shovel, one shovelful, which is like a Truma, out of the entire Mizbeach, puts it down next to the Mizbeach in a special spot where it's absorbed into the ground. After that, there was also an actual Hotza'at HaDeshen. There's a machlokas, we've shown him whether the Hotza'at HaDeshen is a Chiyav to do every day, or whether it's just a minute to do every day. But in any event, it was part of the Seder Ayom that then the entire tapuach that was shoveled after the Truma Zadeshin were shoveled together, all the used ash, make a gigantic pile in the middle of the Mizbeah. It was the Hotzarat Hadeshen, which is a machlokas, whether the Kohen needs to be wearing the big day kuhuna, all of the big day kuhuna, or only two of the begadim, because the Torah says, begadim acherim, and that was taken out to a place outside of the Chumah, which is called the Beit Hadeshen. So there's two completely different things. Here, the question is, does it mean literally the Beit Hadeshen, or does it mean until it's roy to be yotzei the Beit Hadeshen, meaning that the Trumat Hadeshen was performed on it, in which case, now that I've taken off the Truma, I'll be able to take it out to the Beit HaDeshen. Now we'll see the Machlokas in the Gemara. Now that's the case of the Olas HaOv. Now we have a very interesting variation where the Purim HaNisrafim and the Sirim HaNisrafim, remember that there's a Par Helam Davashot Tzibur, and there's the Sirim of Avodas Kochavim, and then there's the Sirim, the Purim of Yom HaKippurim. Those are Nisrafim, meaning that the Dam is brought inside of the Beit HaMikdash. The Emurim are brought on the Mizbeach, like any other Korban, but the Bosser of this Korban is taken out of Yerushalayim and is burned. So here we have a different stage of the completion of the Me'ilah process. So here, the Hatchalah of Me'ilah, of course, is the same as anything else. The moment you magdish them, they now become Kochi Shamayim. The moment that you do the shechita, they have now the kedusha saguf, in which they're able to be makabel psul, hulshuli pasel from its full yom b'chus haKippurim, and you must complete the avodas adam before sunset, or else it will be nifsa belina, huza daman after the hazaya, yochai b'shul pigal nois v'tamei. And what's unique about this case is that mo'alim b'hem b'beit hadeshen achi aticha basar. Over here, the actual basar is removed. It's not put on the mizbeach. And until such time as the meat is actually turned into charcoal, you would be mo'el on that meat, because there's no heter l'kohanim.
It's burned in Beit HaDeshen.
Yeah. That's what's unique about the Purim and Sirim HaNisrafim. Ha'ola, a normal korban ola, mo'alim ba mishul kedusha, and what's unique about the Olah is that after Zrika in Mo'alim Ba'orot, the skin of the Olah is given to the Kohanim, therefore it's the equivalent of the Basar of the Chatas, and there's no Me'ilah on it after Zrika. Aval, however, when it comes to Nola, of course, there's no Heter Achila LeKohanim of the Basar of an Olah, and therefore your moral in Babasar, again, Achitetzela Beit HaDeshen, and how to define that, as we'll see, is about Lucas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, whether it means literally or it means after the Trumat HaDeshen. Chatas, Osham, and Zip Peshal Metzibur, there's only one case of a korban shlomim that a tzibur brings, and that is the korban that is called the Kipsei Atzeret. They are kvasim that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem that's brought on Chag HaShavuot. And those have a din of Shalmei Tzibur. So they're Kochi Kadoshim, and therefore Mo'alim ben Mishu Hukdeshu Nishchatu Hukshura Paseh Betful Yamu Vosikipur Mublina Nizrak Tavam Chayavin Alei Mishum Piganas Betamei. And in this case, after Zrika, Ein Mo'alim beBasar, because it's all given to the Kohanim, Ava Mo'alim beEmurehen, of course, you continue to be Mo'al on the Emurim, which are put on the Mizbeach, because those are called Kochei Hashem, and they are considered to be Kochei Hashem Achi Yetzu LeBeit HaDeshen, and here too we have our Machlokas, what exactly is meant by Achi Yetzu LeBeit HaDeshen. Shtei Alechem, how about the Shtei Alechem themselves? There, Mo'alim Behen Mishul Hukdeshu, now we're going to get now onto the Menachot. Of course, there's no din of shechita directly on a mincha. What is the equivalent stage of kedushas haguf on a mincha that allows it to be makabo now psul from a tefuyom and a chus haKippurim? The rule is karmu betanur. The impact of the oven on the lechem, we'll see this is true of the various menachas that take the shape of lechem. So once the lechem gets the brownish hard krum, what do you, how do you say that in English? A crust, yeah. So once it gets some type of cross, it's now actually possible to Yom HaVos HaKippur, and that's the equivalent stage of Shechita on the Minchah. In other words, it actually produces a Kli on it, gives a Kedushas HaGuf. And you can now utilize the Shtei Alechem. They are now called Shtei Alechem, and therefore you can now shech the Kivsei Atzeres, which are only brought to be Matev Alechem. So at this point, Eruch Shemishchot Aleihem Et HaZevach. Now when I am Zorek the Dam of the Zevach, that Zrikas Adam fixes the Shtei Alechem themselves and to the state of Pigul, if they were brought as Pigul, and they are considered to be part, basically, of that carbon, and therefore Chayavin Aleihem Mishum Pigul Nos V'Tomeh. But Ein Ben Me'ilah, because the Shtei Alechem are now eaten by the Kohanim, and therefore there's no Me'ilah on them, because the moment there's Heter L'Kohanim, just as in anything else, there's no Me'ilah. The Lechem Aponim, very similar. Mu'alim Bo Mishum G'deshah. Karam B'Tanur, here too, the moment they get a thin crust, they're mukhshar lipasel b'tvoyam u'kusur b'kipurim, and they're suitable li'isader agabe ha'shulchan. They are now suitable to be arranged on the shulchan on Shabbat. You'll notice that in both of these cases, there's a very prominent word that's missing, and that is lipasel b'lina. All the other cases it says b'tvoyam u'kusur b'kipurim u'belina. And the reason that it's missing is because there is no b'lina on the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim, because they're always made before, many days before, or one day before, or 2 days, depending on how it works out, Shabbat before Shavuos, the Lechem Aponim always a minimum of the number of days that it takes to get to the next Shabbos, and they're prepared on Erev Shabbos, so it's always at least 9 days later, sometimes 10, sometimes 11, depending if it was Rosh Hashanah before, and so on. So there's certainly no psul lina on it at nightfall, which is why the Mishnah was careful not to say the word lina in these two cases. We're not talking about eating. We're talking about now to do whatever you need to do in the various cases. But remember that the din of lina of the basar, or lina in this case of the lechem, which is subsequent to the zrika, in this case the zrika of the keves, in the case of the lechem aponim subsequent to the akrova of the bezichei levona, which we'll talk about in a moment, even though that's merumas in the Mishnah, it's not precisely the same thing, because you need to have the zrika or the akrova beforehand, and therefore that's not, since we can't talk about lina across the board, we don't mention lina here. Now there, when you have your chayev in figo nos v'tami and b'me'ila, minachas, all other minachas, your mali mishul tishu b'kli, mishul tishu rather, kiddush b'peh creates me'ila, kiddushu b'kli, since there's nothing further to be done after you put it into the kli, at that moment it's actually possible to yom v'sikpur b'lina, because minachas do get a psul of lina. The case over here is not lina of the dam, obviously, which doesn't exist, but lina in terms of the hakrava of the komets. So the bringing of the komets is the equivalent of the zrikas hadam on a zevach, and therefore there would be lina there. The moment that you carve the komets does the same thing. It's the matir for the mincha, in the same way that the dam is the matir of the emurim and the basar. And therefore, korva komets, yuchayev mishum piganos v'tameh. And there's no me'ilah on the shirayim, because the shirayim are given to the kohanim to eat. Aval mo'alim b'komets, however the komets, which is the equivalent of the emurim on the zevach, komets is put under the mizbeach. You will continue to be merl on the komets, achi yetzei lebet adeshem, whatever that means, as we're about to discuss in the Gemara. Itma. Suppose you take some of the ash that is now tafuach on the Mizbeach, and the tafuach means a reference to the tapuach that was created on the Mizbeach after the Trumat HaDeshen. You brought all of the Efer and made a pile of it in the middle, and then you had the new Ma'aracha around it. Now suppose that you were nena from that Efer. Now that Efer, by definition, if it's on the Mizbeach, has not been taken out to the Beit HaDeshen. But also by definition, since it's the Tapuach, has already gone through the process of Trumas Hadeshet. And here is where we get that machlokas. Rab Amar Emarim Bo. Rab says, look, the conclusion of the Aveda is the Trumat Hadeshet. As soon as you finish the Trumat Hadeshet, whatever is left is just meant to be taken out. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. You're Moalim Bo. You still are Moalim. Now, Lifnei Trumat Hadeshet Kulei Amalo Plidgei. Nobody argues that if you have not as yet done the Trumat Hadeshet on this Mizbeach, then of course you're Moalim Bo. That's for sure, because it's still in the process of being burnt on the Mizbeach. Keep legally after Trumat Hadeshet. The question is basically how to understand our Mishnah, really. In other words, is the Trumat Hadeshet sufficient to take off the Dinam of Me'ila, and that's the conclusion of all the Avodas that need to be done? Or is the Hotza'at Hadeshet seen not just as a logistical cleansing of the Mizbeach, but rather as part of the actual Aveda that has to be done? It was a daily procedure, but it's a machlokas. We've shown them whether it needed to be a daily procedure, or whether it was just that they were knowing that it was a daily procedure. L'chora, that's dependent on how we understand here the machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan.
The Trumat Hadeshet had to be daily.
No. The Trumat Hadeshet, he's referring to the Hotza'at Hadeshet. Yeah. So Rav Omar, Ein Mo'alim Bo Sharei Na'aseh Mitzvato. You have concluded the Avodas, Rabbi Yochanan. And Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, look, by the Hotza'at Hadeshet, it says, Kivan Dechtiv, V'lavash HaKohen Mido Bad, U'michnesei Bad. So it means you need to be wearing, Reish Lakish says, just those two begoyim, Michnasayim and the Ketonet. But nonetheless, you need some elements, and perhaps according to others, all elements of the Big Day Kahuna. So Kivan Ditzorek, Big Day Kahuna, then clearly the Torah is not telling you to wear Big Day Kahuna to do just a logistical act. It's got to be that this act is part of the actual Avodah that's being done. If that's the case, it proves that this Afer, B'Kedusha Tekoi, remains in its state of Kedusha till it's removed to the Beit HaDesh and Michutz L'Machaneh. Now, of course, the question is, how does Rav understand the Mishnah? I mean, the Mishnah says, it's not, Mo'alim Behem Achet Teitzei LeBeit HaDesh. I mean, it certainly seems to say that you need to actually remove all of this ash to the Beit HaDesh, which is Kashya L'Rav. And by the way, you'll note that this is the same question that we've had all along on those who hold that Zerika is what's meant, Heter L'Kohanim, Heter Zerika L'Kohanim. The Mishnah always keeps talking about the actual Heter Achila, the actual act of Zerika. The same question we have. Here the Mishnah says the actual taking out of the Beit HaDesh. How can Rav say the Trumat HaDesh? And again, Rav will explain it the same way that Heter Zerika Tadan or Heter Shechita Tadan explained the other Mishnayas. That namely, Amalach Rav, Hachet Teira Ela Beit HaDesh. What is meant is not the actual Otsala Beit HaDesh, but rather until the Trumat HaDesh is done, which now makes it suitable to take it out of the Beit HaDesh. Just as we said, the Kabbalah makes it suitable to do the Zerika, and Kolahem Yidlizrek Hazorot Dame, vis-a-vis the Heter L'Kayani. Here it means the Trumat HaDesh, which makes it suitable for the Beit HaDesh. Meisve. The problem is that we learned in Zvokin, the Kulan Shepach'u Mi'agabeya Mizbeach. Now there it's talking about, if you remember, the dinim of the various issues that are connected to the carbon. So you have the horns, the hairs that are growing out of the beard of the tayash, and so on and so forth. So all of those things, while they're still connected on an ayla, are meant to be brought up to the Mizbeach. Now, once they are poka, and this includes even Gechalim, as we'll see, Gachelet, that was poka, it pops off of the Mizbeach. So it says, Lo Yachzir, you don't put it back on the Mizbeach. The thing Gachelet Shepaka Mi'agabe Mizbeach. So too, if you add a Gachelet. Rashi learns this is referring to a Gachelet of Eitzim, not of meat. You have a burning piece of the wood that was burning on the Mizbeach, which is also gets a Kiddush and a Schayim in Me'ilah.
Why would we have a Havamina that it would be anything other than a coal? You know, he's already said.
Other than a coal, what? No, these were special cases. These were cases where the thing that was brought up is not really meant to be brought up on its own, but is brought up because the whole head is being brought up. So this is brought along with it. So then there's halacha if they were disconnected, and you brought it up, so then the mizbeach grabs it, so to speak. Once the mizbeach could be makadosh even things that are not meant to be brought up. But then the question is, what if they're paka? If they fall off, you don't bring them up. That's not what concerns us. What concerns us are the gachalas. Where over there you have something that was meant to be on the mizbeach. So it says over here, it was paka mi'algabim, if it falls to the ground, then lo yachzir. But suppose it falls on the mizbeach off the fire. The machmaut is agabe a mizbeach yachzir. As long as it hasn't fallen back to the ground enough, it's meant to be burned, and you have to make sure that it's burned. And why do you have to make sure that it's burned? Bishlamul Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, until you've actually removed the ashes from the mizbeach and taken them out to the Beit HaDeshen, they are still in the process of the avodah. So I understand why. I mean, obviously, I have to make sure they're burned because they're in the process of avodah. But according to Rav, the mashmaut is here, even after the Trumat HaDeshen, because we're talking about a mizpaka even from the Tapua, and it says that you have to make sure that they burn. Why do you have to make sure that they burn? Kasha. Because according to him, once I did the Trumat HaDeshen, it's over with. There's no chiyuv of me'ila, no problem, so why is it important that it burn at all?
Well, the issue was done in the morning.
You
talk about the stuff that's burning right now.
So
what's the issue will be the next morning?
Well, this is why Rashi. The truth is, there's three different approaches as to why we're not concerned that that's the case. Rashi, because of your problem, is why he learns it's talking about a gachelet of the wood. Now that's the point, because the wood is unaffected by the Trumat HaDeshen. And therefore it's a standing issue. It's there to be burned. Once it's burned, it should be finished. But the fact is, it is part of the Hotza'at HaDeshen. So Rashi avoids the whole issue by saying it's talking about the gachelet. Tosfos's approach in Zvachim is that since its Mishnah mentions its Stam, it's mashma that it wouldn't matter at what time it was, whether these were left over from before and now the truma is already done, or whether they're new and require the truma the next day. Tosfos here says a different approach, but these are the simplest approaches. But your question is very much in place. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense. According to Rav, why do I need to put it back on? Amalekha Rav says, Rav, now wait a minute, you're asking me for the case of a gachelet. I was talking about ash. There's a difference between ash and charcoal. In other words, ash has nothing left in it to burn at all. The charcoal, clearly there's enough carbon that's oxidizing that it's still a burning gachelet. There, of course, I agree that a gachelet to eat bein mishasha. Obviously, if there's what to burn, then I haven't completed the mitzvah yet. I didn't suggest that. I was referring to afer, and if you look carefully, that was the question that was raised. Anena mi afer. This is anena mi gachelet. No comparison. Igri amin alahachki said, actually, there are others who ask the kasha up front in the other direction, taking note immediately of the fact that it avoids using afer and only speaks about gachelet here. And they ask us the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, and they ask as follows: Time or mishum gachelet? Why is the Mishnah over there in Zvachim mentioning bedavka gachelet? Obviously, because a gachelet is different, because it's still burning. The be mishasha, there's still something left there. Had it been, however, afer, just ash that fell from the mizbeach, the lek be mishasha, which has nothing of significance left, mashma that afilu legabe mizbeach, even if it would have fallen on the mizbeach, ein mo'alin bo, you would not have any me'ila. In which case, it only works out according to Rav, because Rav is the one who says that the Trumat HaDeshen removes the me'ila. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, why is there no me'ila? Why don't I even have to put ash back on? So Bishlam el Rav Nechel, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, and Rabbi Yochanan would answer you as follows. Hu Adin Dafkilo Efer. The truth is that even Efer would need to be put on. The reason that the Mishnah specifies Gachelet, Kind of time of the coming Gachelet, is because it's coming to tell me a Chiddush. La Shminan Dafilu Gachelet. The Ipe Mishashar. Even a gachelet, which you would think is as if an actual piece of meat fell off the mizbeach, and that I have to put on the mizbeach, even if it falls to the ground, that in falling to the ground, it has lost its chibur to the mizbeach, and it's over for it. But in Ochinami, if it had fallen on the mizbeach, then even Afer would have had to be put onto the fire. Itma. So someone who now misappropriates the Basar of Kachi Kadashi before the Zrikas Hadam. So that means that there's still a Chiyuv of Mehila from the time of the Kedushas Peh. There has not yet been a Zrikas Dam to remove the Mehila. And vice versa, when it comes to Kachim Kalim after Zrika, and therefore the Zrika was Kaveya, that the Emurim are Kachi Hashem, so the din is, Rav says, I mean, obviously this is the case of Mi'ila. The question is, what do you do with the money that you owe Hegdash, your Mo'el? Where does that money go? I understand that if you took something of Hegdash that's essentially Berakabayat oriented, You borrowed a car from Hegdash without permission. You'd have to pay back the value of the rental plus the chomesh. That would obviously go back to the Berek Abayit. But over here you took a carbon. How do you repay a carbon exactly? What do you do with it? So Rav says, Ma shenene yiplula nidava. Actually, that becomes a nidava, and it's given to the mizbeach lekayetz ha-mizbeach. The Levi Amar, Levi says, no, that's no good. Because if you're going to use it to bring a carbon oil for the Mizbeah, then the Kohanim are going to be meneh from the Orot. And that's not paying back Kodesh, really, because it's giving some of it to the Kohanim. What you'd have to do is Yavi Davar Shekul Lo LeMizbeah. You'd have to bring something where Kohanim get nothing out of it, and that could only be the Ktoret. You'd have to bring Ktoret, which is offered entirely on the Mizbeach, and of course, we don't bring the Ktoret of a Yochid. You'd have to be Moser at Litzibur completely. Indeed, the Tos of Yerushalayim asks over here, why aren't we Choshish that he won't be Moser at Litzibur Yofa Yofa, which we said back in the Sugya of Ktoret, that we don't really accept Ktoret from Yochid. Why over here can you give it to Ktoret? Okay. That's a, again an issue that's not directly involved in Megillah.
One time, if you bring it.
Or when it comes time, we will allow your part to be added. Tanya Kavasi Levi. Now we have a brisa like Levi. Megillah Zolei Chan Holechet. Where do you repay the money of your Me'ila, which includes the knas of the Chomesh, Halameidim lifnei chachamim omrim, those who learned in front of the chachamim say, Yavida vashukulola mizbeach. Bring something that goes entirely to the mizbeach. My meal, what is that? Ketoret. There's something very strange about this. Because the Gemara says, Sanhedrin, that Lameidim lifnei chachamim is always a code that refers to Levi, in which case we're bringing a raya to Levi from Levi. Tosfos says, obviously, this is not the regular Lameidim of Lifnei HaChachamim. First of all, it's a brisa. Levi doesn't say brisas. Levi is an Amora. Who ever heard of a brisa from Levi? And then what would we be doing? Bringing a raya from Levi to Levi? So this has got to be referring to some other Lameidim of Lifnei HaChachamim. But Rashi learns that it is indeed a reference to Levi, but it means that this is a brisa that Levi said to Rebbe, quoting Rebbe, and Rebbe accepted this is indeed accurate. So saying, Alameinim, the Zeachachamim said this brisa, and it was an approved brisa by Rebbe himself, quoting Rebbe Shita. And therefore, we can bring it as a riot. What's the difference if it happens to be Rev Levy who quoted it? It's a coincidence. We're bringing a riot from a price quoted by Levy to Levy Sheet. That's okay. So that's Tani Gavati de Levy. Tani Gavati de Rav. On the other hand, we have a price that seems to say that indeed Rav is correct, and you can bring a korban, which is not Kudal Mizbeach, from the money that you owe. Here's an interesting case, because somehow we've been talking about you are actually nene from a korban of Hegdash. How about if you're nene from money that you yourself had set aside to buy a korban? So let's say you owe a chadash, put money aside, and then forgetting that that money had been set aside for a Hegdash, you use some of that money in the makolet. Now you've got to pay back that money plus a chomesh. What about that money? Where does that money go? There, it's very interesting, the money goes directly to where it was meant to go. Where was it meant to go originally? To buy a chatas for yourself. You use the additional money to buy a better chatas for yourself. Since we're dealing with money, it can be used directly for the object to which it was dedicated originally. By the way, the implications here are that the repayment of Me'ila is not similar to the standard type of repayment like you would have by Yezel, by Shiva Takzela, and so on. Because, I mean, you're not returning anything to Hegdash over here. You had the money, you had set aside the money, and now you're adding to the money that you had for the same purposes that you had wanted originally. It's a strange Ve'heshiv Takzela. In other words, the din of Tashlumim of Me'ila is not recompense. As if, well, Hegdash lost something, so now Hegdash. But the point is that there's a chiyuv of Tashlum. The Torah is saying it's got to be utilized for Hegdash. And therefore, it can be utilized in the same way that it was going to be utilized. You'll buy a chatash shemena, or an ashem shamein. It'll be fatter than it otherwise would have been. Okay, so what do? Yosef, v'yavi chatato. If it was before now, you had nenemid mei chatas, mei asher. Sha'at shalo karva chatato, before you already brought your carbon chatas. Okay, so now add more money and bring a better chatas. Or before your ashram had been brought, add money and bring a better ashram. Problem is, suppose you went ahead. And what did you do?
I'm waiting.
And you brought your chatas before you paid back your money. What happens to the extra money? Now it's called Moser Chatas. But Moser Chatas has the same din as the Chatas Hamesa. Here it's a Chatas Hamesa because it was the Baalim were already Nitchapru. When the Baalim were Nitchapru, then the money, if there was another Chatas, it would be a Chatas Hamesa. And if it's money, it's Yolak Liyama Melach. So in this case, the money, indeed, Yolak Liyama Melach. If the Ashram had already been Karev, then it gets the same din as any other Ashram. Remember, Kol Shebechatat Meta, the Ashram is brought as a Nedava. That's the rule. So that, now I take the money, and it's Yiblu the Nedava. Hanenemi Kotshe Kodashim Lefnei Zrikatami. Ve'imuri Kotshim Kalam Le'acha Zrikatami.
The mila is usually much less than the actual value of the korban.
As much of it as was used, obviously.
It could be 10% of it.
You're right. So could be 1%. Maybe you only bought a stick of gum in the makolet.
So with 10%, you can't buy another osham, you can't buy another...
But when it falls into nedavas, it's added to the pushka. Right. That's what it means. But, you know, in other words, you put it into the special nidvay shibur. And then we use that money to buy... And here is the piece of the Brice that says exactly what Rob says. Anenemi kachi kadoshim lifnei zrikatamim, veimurim kachi kalam liach, azrikatamim, mashinene yiplulu nidava. So, that's what Rob said. Rob says, Levi said, no, it can't be an adava because then you've got the orot and the orot to the kohanim. Rob said it could go to an adava. Here says exactly that. Let it go to an adava. Kol korbanota mizbeach. The Mizbeach. Anything that was meant to be brought to the Mizbeach goes to the Mizbeach. And the Korbanot of Kachi Berek Abayis goes to the Berek Abayis. And the Kavanat HaTzibur, go to Nidvat Tzibur. By the way, there's a big problem over here in that Kol Korbanot HaMizbeach, La Mizbeach seems to be saying the same thing as Kol Korbanot HaTzibur L'Nidvat Tzibur. In the Rambam, because L'Mizbeach means L'Nidvat Tzibur. Unless it's going according to the Mandi Omar, who holds that it's not Nidvat Tzibur, but Nidvat Yochid. That's difficult to believe. Well, that is a possibility. The Rambam had a different girsa. The girsa being La Lishka, not L'Nidama. So he holds what the logic is a little strange, because when it's Nofel to the Lishka, it's used for Tikkun HaChomot and things like that, which is not. I mean, why does that word Me'ila should go for Kabbalah? But that's the Rambam's girsa.
Is it said it's going to come out?
Yeah, except that there was no. But there was the leftovers of the Lishka that were used for those purposes, even though it was given for the Mizbeach. Okay, but in any event, what's important to us is that this says what Rav says. Now, by the way, the Braisa just contradicted itself. Hagufa Kasha, I understand. Make up your mind. You said first that if your nene, before you brought your chatas, use the money to bring your chatas. And if you brought it after your chatas was korib, throw the money into the Yam HaMelech. Now, last I heard, a chatas is korbanat HaMizbeach. And the Braisa goes right on to say, kol korbanat HaMizbeach L'Mizbeach, without distinguishing between if the Baalim had brought his chatas, he hadn't brought his chatas, loshna d'ichbor Baalim, loshna echad aloichbor. I don't understand. How did we get away with a bride that contradicts itself from one line to the next? One line it says, your chatas is given to your chatas and gets all of the dinim chatot ha-meitot. The next line says, any carbon that's meant to be put on the Mizbeach shall be used to purchase a carbon oila, and that is brought as an address.
If you should outside $20 for a chatas, and it cost him $18, what happens to the $2? That's called one by some others. It cost him $18 instead of $20.
Yes.
So what happens to the $2?
That's a machlokas. Whether Moser Chatas, we're about to see this actually, answers the Gemara, Reisha Rebbe Shimoni, the Reisha that says that even this case has to be known for Yam HaMelech is going according to Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon's shita is that kol chatas shekikru ba'aleha tamut. Remember the famous machlokas Rebbe Shimon that we had with Rebbe Yehuda in Tzmura, and we kept referring to it throughout Kotchin, is in a case where you were mafrish the chatas and it was lost. You then mafrish another one. In a case where you found the lost one before going ahead and doing your kapara. The question over there is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a chatas hameisa. There's a separate category that's called moser chatas, the equivalent of achrayut, and that is not meant to be yolek liyam HaMelech. And precisely that issue is the difference between the reisha and the seifa. The reisha that says let it fall to the Yam HaMelech is indeed not the same on the armor as the seifa. It's going according to Rabbi Shimon, and remember Rabbi Shimon's sheet all over his Chomesh chatos hamesos, period. We're never mechalik between money that's left over for a chatos. I don't care if you had the option of determining which one was going to be. This actually was the issue that we discussed in the first parak here in Me'ilah about the question of Rabbi Akiva's raya. V'harei shtehen omdot. What is the din of the shtehen omdot where you choose one? Is it a chatos hamesa, the way Rashi was learning back in Tzvachim? That's the way that we began also yet. So here, the Braisa actually is mechulak between Rabbi Shimon in the Reisha, who says that if you already brought your chatas, you're going to have to throw this money away, and between Rabbi Yehuda and the Sefer, who says, look, it's normal moser chatas, therefore it, including the fine, the additional chamishiso that you have to be mosif, goes to Nidvas Tzibur. In other words, what you're saying is that the Reisha is Rabbi Shimon, and the Sefer is Rabbanan, and indeed, Amar Rabbi Gavia, the Beksilah Rav Ashi, Ocher Amar Abaye, Reisha Rabbi Shimon, the Sefer Rabbanan. Gentlemen, that too was painless. There you go.
Oh, no.
Don't leave yet. Just go to the parking lot, pick it up, and then come back. Remember, we're doing our chazor on the Shabbat Shiur.
We have a unit of Zaire.